Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, A New Wind, Un Vent Nouveau in French. I am Marguerite and I am really excited to announce to you that 2020 is the year that we explore two new themes, music and sports. Speaking about Africa without exploring our musicality is definitely leaving something behind. I've recently come across the most incredible singer and activist from Cabo Verde ever, like mind-blowing. I am a huge fan. She is incredible. She has literally inspired me to work on this theme. Hats down for... pause for the effect. Mayra Andrade. Yes. For those who knew the legendary Cesaria Evora, Mayra Andrade is the next biggest thing that we have in Cabo Verde. In comparison, Cesaria made traditional Cabo Verdean music and Mayra transformed traditional Cabo Verdean music into modern art accessible for all of us to consume. Every song that I love about her is unique. You name it, Afito, Pull Up, La Javanese, Tanka Lakatang, Chapuna Bandera, all of them. She is so good that all of these songs sound like they've been sung by different artists. That's how diverse her style is. Every song is whole in rhythm, voice, and genre. Every time that I listen to her songs, I am stunned. She really is genius. Mayra has this deep, attractive, rocky voice that effortlessly transforms words into the most intriguing lyrics. It's not the generic song that you hear in pop music and all the artists sound the same when you listen from the radio. No, she's different. Her voice is when you hear it, you remember it. And I have a little extract for you. Just check this one out. She's good, right? She's extremely good. I love that. So, Mayra is currently promoting her newest album that was released last year, I believe in February 2019. The album is named Manga. I will also let you listen to the extract of the Manga album at the end of this podcast. So, you can find her on all of the major platforms, like I'm going to name a few for the heck of it. YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, she's all over them. And she has, she also has several nominations as, since she's been singing from her 16th birthday. She's been all over the world. Long story short, her father was a diplomat and she lived in Senegal, Angola, Cabo Verde, Paris, Germany, just to name those few. She was born in Cuba as well. She really sounds like exciting and exotic and universal and unique. She sings in Cabo Verdean Creole, which I speak a little, in French, that I speak very well, in English, and in Portuguese. And she presently lives and records from Lisbon. Thank you for making your music accessible, Mayra. That's good. She's collaborated with Trio Mocoro, a Brazilian band that I randomly discovered and liked and like them even more now that I know that they worked together with Mayra on a track called Berimbo. Really, really nice. That song was for the Red Hot organization. I also have an extract along this podcast. She has worked with several other artists from the United States, Israel, France, the United Kingdom, developed countries like we call them, and also African countries, and so much more. Her experience of the world truly transmits into her songs and videos. She associates the boldest styles from all over the world with the traditional Cabo Verdean beats, such as Cabo, Funana, Batuca, Coladera, Cola, and Jazz. She's been singing, like I said, since she was 16, and she's currently 35 years old. And an interesting fact about her, since 2015, Mayra Andrade has served as celebrity ambassador for the United Nations campaign Free and Equal, which seeks to promote the human rights of the LGBT movement or community in Cabo Verde. Talented, kind-hearted, and smart. I've added links in the description for you. Check her out. Let me know your thoughts. Thank you very much for making this long. Stay tuned for more about Africa. But hey, don't leave us soon. Just spend a few seconds listening to the last track that I have for Mayra. I like her. Well, thank you very much for your time. Goodbye. A bientôt.